Well, we've got a lot to pray for. Very challenging message to us, Martin. We have been meeting, one slide back, Stephanie, first. Stephanie? One slide, oh, that's it. Start there with that one. Okay. I want to say a few things before we actually pray. For the last 2 years, a number of us have been meeting on Zoom on a Wednesday morning in time of prayer. Various people have, over the times, have been able to join with us. Everybody is welcome to join with us. But we've been producing a prayer sheet as well, which has been distributed around the church and to people in the fellowship. There is a new one available today, if anybody wants to take it. It will also go out by email to those who have email addresses. But there are a number of things on that we need to pray for. It starts with a verse. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. The first things we need to do is to give God thanks for what he has done for us. Today is a very special day. It's the 70th anniversary of the Queen's accession to the throne. So we give thanks for all the devotion to duty that she has given over the last 70 years. We give thanks for those who have received healing, who have been that. I know Barbara and Ruth, both who have suffered from COVID over the last few weeks, they are now well again and they're able to join with us again. We give thanks for those. We also give thanks. We often pray, don't we, that there will be revival, that there will be people coming into our churches. Well, over the last few months, we've had about a dozen new people come to join in worship with us, either on Zoom or in church physically here today. We've got new people in church today. We give thanks for that. We give thanks to God. And we give thanks for the answers to our prayer. Because all too often, we pray and we demand of God and we ask of God, but we don't actually give thanks to God. We need to remember all the churches at this time. There are many small chapels in Northamptonshire and elsewhere who are struggling at the moment, struggling to get back into their ways of worship. Numbers have dropped away. We're fortunate we still have good numbers. We also pray for the Methodists who are meeting at the pastures today. Other weeks they join with us, but they're at the pastures today. We pray for them. Also, we need to think after this service. Baptist members, we're joining for a very short period for a very special meeting, special church meeting, where we have to decide on the constitution of the church, the legal structure of the church in the future. Charity laws have changed. We need to keep up to date with those. The church needs to change all the time. Everybody is welcome to stay for that meeting, but only members of the church will be able to vote. We have so much to pray for. Today is also the BMS, the Baptist Missionary Society's Day of Prayer 2022. They ask us to pray for certain things. They have a vision to highlight voices from the global church, and they ask us to pray for wisdom and guidance for BMS leadership as they seek to put this vision into practice. They need God's guidance. We need God's guidance. Over 82 million people were forcibly displaced in 2020, largely due to conflicts in Syria, Afghanistan, and South Sudan. Refugees throughout the world being forced out of their home countries, moving, having to go elsewhere. We need to think about those and pray for those. In the Bible, we're called to remember the stranger in our lands. We've had COVID. We're entering into the third year of COVID. BMS ask us particularly to pray for their workers on the mission field who have been working over the last years with the spectre of COVID over them. Missionaries who had to come home at the start, thinking it would be just be home for a short period and then they would be back, but it wasn't. But some have traveled across to other countries. I'm working in other countries. But of course, the health services in those countries, the availability of vaccines in those countries is very much different from it is here. So we need to pray for those. We need to pray for that. When we talk about Baptist Missionary Society, those of us who have been in the Baptist community for many years, we probably think of Africa and Asia and places like that. There is a missionary who's just gone, a support worker in Cambodia. Until I saw this slide, I'd never thought of the BMS working in Cambodia. He is working to bring information to that country. And we ask to pray for BMS work, improving life towards in marginalized communities across the world, in Nepali villages, trying to work in partnership with local people to create an environment in which all can thrive, in which all can survive. COVID, climate change, international conflicts. We pray for the BMS working in these places, bringing relief, using funds from the BMS Disaster Recovery Fund, so that we can support people when they need support most. Not least, thank God for the willingness of our mission workers to serve across the world, praying that God will call more people to serve overseas, to enable the BMS to bring God's vision to those across the world. Let us pray. O Lord God, there is much that we need to pray for. We need to give thanks, though, for all the good things that you have given to us, all the blessings that you have given to us, for the message that Martin has brought from you to us today. We pray that we will listen to your message, listen to your challenge. We pray for those that we know who have been unwell, for those who have suffered from COVID, who have recovered from COVID, but also for those who are still unwell, for those who have had funerals and grieve for friends and relatives, for those who are suffering from cancer and other illnesses, for those who've had strokes and heart attacks at this time, for those suffering from dementia, those in care homes, for those who are in hospitals and care homes where families have not been able to visit and give the support that they would want. We just pray that you will enfold all of them in your love. We pray for unity for all our churches. We remember all of those who go out to bring your world, your word to the world. We thank God for the lives of those who listen to your word and go and speak your word to others. The turbulent challenges of our time force all institutions and communities to renew and reinvent themselves. We pray that you will give us wisdom and guidance and give us the ability to adapt to the changing world. We bring all of these thoughts and the thoughts and others that we have in our hearts and minds today before you, grasping the promise that you gave us, that if we pray, if we ask, if we seek, and if we knock, we will receive from you, we will find, and things will be opened to us. We ask all of these things in the name of our Saviour Jesus, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
And we will stand together and sing our final hymn. It is a hymn for those of you who think I've away from hymn books. Great is thy faithfulness. In all that goes on around us, we can declare a truth that God is faithful, isn't he? God has remained with us. He doesn't give up on us. So we'll sing together 147, Great is thy faithfulness.
Thank you.
as we leave this place today. May we go as a people who have been reminded that our God is an awesome God, that our God is faithful and can do that beyond which we can imagine, for whom nothing is impossible. May we go into this week willing to face the challenge of overcoming our fears, of speaking about you, and of being different to those around us. May we be lights in a nation that desperately needs to come into contact once again with the living God. May we be your messengers and your mouthpieces. In Jesus' name, amen. Just say the grace as we finish. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Evermore.
Amen.